A new study is confirming what I think we knew already, that there is a much greater chance of survival for women with breast cancer if they had the screening done.
Well, we actually have to be careful about that, Mark, although it did say that for every 1,000 to 1,500 mammograms done, you would save one woman's life. At the same time, 120 women will be told that they have a false positive, meaning that they have a cancer that they don't have.
Right.
And so as a result, there have been studies that have shown that women that are given these results have high levels of anxiety and terror for years afterwards for fear that they may actually have a cancer. So we have to be very careful, as we've talked about with screening tests, that although they do say, and this particular study from Sweden was a 30-year study that followed women between 40 to 74 years of age, and they were followed every few years to see how they did, it did show that it did prevent some deaths, but it did take a lot of mammograms to do it, and as I mentioned, it did take a lot of false positives for that one woman to be saved. So we have to consider all aspects of this test, because I think the way the reports are coming out in, you know, on CTV and in other papers are saying that, you know, the test works well. It works to a point, but with any screening test, you do have to consider how sensitive it is in this case. And in this particular situation, they have the data to show that you do still get a lot of false positives. And the other aspect to this screening is, as with any screening test, you have to catch the disease early enough so that it really has not spread. And that's a tall order for any screening test, because the cancers, as they grow, obviously the more they grow, the more evident they will be, the more likely it is that you will find it. But for very small tumors, and even for tumors that you do find, you are stuck with a conundrum at times. Do you leave them alone because sometimes they regress, or do you remove them? And that's a very difficult aspect of this type of care. And so in reality, the test will find tumors that would sometimes never threaten a woman's life. And when you do find a dangerous cancer, it often has spread already, which reduces the chance of survival. So it's not as clear cut. I'd love to be able to say today, you know, yes, this is fantastic, and it finds things and saves women's lives. It does to a point, but there is a cost to doing the test.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.